Hello, this is Dr. Tim McGinnis, Chairman of SCARS, the Society of Citizens Against Relationship Scams. SCARS is a United States registered nonprofit victims assistance organization based in Miami, Florida, founded in 2015. However, we've been in continuous operation for 28 years since 1991. Myself and my staff are acutely aware of the circumstances that victims face and are here to assist in every way that we possibly can. Today's podcast for January 31st, 2019 is going to give you an idea of what you can expect after a scam. Obviously, in the period immediately following your discovery of the scam, you're going to have anxiety, anger, depression. You may be in denial. But it's important to understand exactly what's going to happen, how it's going to happen, and what control you have in this situation. You're going to feel powerless. You may be afraid. You're certainly going to be sad and upset over the discovery that the relationship that you had built over whatever period of time was, in fact, sadly, a complete and total lie. Nothing that you were told was the truth. All of it was a story made up and spun for the sole purpose of stealing your money. So immediately after a scam, you will have questions. And here is our after-scam reality check. It is blunt and to the point because you need proper expectations to move forward with your emotional recovery after a scam. This is based upon our 28 years of experience in observing, reporting, and helping victims after the scam. The first thing that you must recognize is that you have been scammed. You can't deny it. You shouldn't try to deny it. You have to accept this simple reality. It happened. Nothing is going to change that. So the best thing that you can do is acknowledge it and move forward. Immediately following a scam, you're going to feel in a state of complete loss of control. And it's important for you to reassert whatever level of control that you possibly can. And one of the easiest ways of taking control again for yourself is by reporting this crime. Reporting starting with your local police department. Now, they may be reluctant to take a police report saying there's nothing they can do about international scammers, but the reality is just tell them that you need it for your insurance or for your taxes, and they'll take the report and give you a report number. That actually is quite important because it helps local communities understand the magnitude of these crimes that are affecting their citizens. And also, this is reported up through their network to the state or national levels, where it helps central national governments really understand the magnitude of these problems. In addition to your local police, you should also report it to your national police. In the United States, that's the FBI, through their website, ic3.gov. Now, frankly, ic3.gov really doesn't do anything. It's a data collection tool, and it doesn't distribute that data to anyone. It's the FBI's own repository of information and reports that are received. They sort through it. Sometimes they can find actionable information, but most of the time, it's just compiled. Again, to aid them with their national crime statistics and with a comprehension of how to prioritize their resources. However, if you've lost a significant amount of money to a scammer, let's say $5,000 or more, you shouldn't be reporting this on ic3.gov. You should be visiting in person your local FBI field office and sitting down with an agent and filling out a complaint and impressing upon them the urgency of the situation that you find yourself within. In addition to your local police and your national police, you should always report all scams on anyscam.com. That's ANYSCAM.com. This is the SCARS Cybercrime Data Network. This is a network that was built by SCARS and its partners to be able to collect scam and cybercriminal information from multiple sources, aggregate it together, perform analysis, and distribute data feeds in real time to their feed recipients, entities all around the world, for action, for investigation, or for simply creating watch lists of scammers so that when they do cross national boundaries, they can be apprehended. After you report your crime, unfortunately, it may be a little bit of a letdown because nothing is going to happen, certainly not immediately. The information will be collected and used in whatever way it's possible to be used. Most of the time, victims have collected fake information from the scammer, and sometimes it's necessary to compare that information against other reports to be able to know what to do with it and how to proceed. However, one of the most important things that you also must recognize and accept is that you will not be able to recover your money that you sent to the scammer. If you sent that money across your national borders, that money is gone. Even if the scammer was arrested, the probability is that their national government, their law enforcement agencies, would seize that money and keep it for local purposes. Only in your own country do you have the ability of recovering any assets that were seized from a criminal as a result of their criminal activities, such as in the United States. If, on the other hand, you sent money to an individual in your same country, such as within the United States or Canada or Europe or Australia, then your local police and your national police then actually can take action. Though, ironically, most of the time when you send money to someone in your same country, it's typically a mule. And that person most of the time doesn't even know that they've committed a crime by receiving stolen money or forwarding it on to a scammer and committing the crime of money laundering. But the important thing is to recognize that regardless of where the money was sent, it's very unlikely that you will get your money back. Now, what can you do following a romance scam? Once you've reported it, once you've basically accepted the simple fact that this crime occurred, you then need to turn away from the scammer themselves. Your constant exposure to stolen faces, impersonations, scammer-used photos only reinforces the trauma that you've received. Frankly, many people are sufficiently traumatized that they should be seeking local counseling and therapy. And I urge all of you to try to evaluate your situation. But if you feel like you're in emotional distress, seek out local mental health professionals that can help you work through this process. SCARS, through its RSN division, provides support groups for victims of romance scams to aid in their development of a community, sharing their knowledge, their experiences, and working with each other to recover from their scam. And I would encourage you to explore joining one of our SCARS-approved support groups, whether it's offered by our RSN division or one of our SCARS member organizations such as Internet Valkyrie or other groups such as Waspada Scammer in Indonesia and others. But the most important thing for you to recognize at this point is, regardless of the distress that you feel, you can recover from this, but it will take time. This is not something that's going to go away overnight. Depending upon how long the scam was, some people are engaged in these fake relationships for more than a year. You've hardware bonded with that fake relationship for such a period of time that unwinding, disconnecting it, and recovering from it is going to be a lengthy process. This is an emotional recovery. Many scam victims actually are so traumatized by these experiences that they suffer from true post-traumatic stress disorder. And you may need to seek a psychological or mental health professional to aid you through that recovery process. But regardless of which direction you take, recognize that there isn't only one solution. But the most important thing for you to do is disengage from the obsession over the scammer. It's going to be very tempting to rush out, find groups, look at a million fake photos, and believe that somehow that's helping you. We believe it's not. We believe that continuous exposure to additional scams and scammers only reinforces the trauma. But we're not offering you psychological advice. This is our opinion. Remember, you can recover from this, but it is going to take time. We've helped thousands of individuals recover from their scams to get through this process over an extended period of time. Some of the people in our support groups have been with us for as much as four years, who have been victims as long ago as 6, 7, or 8 years. We have a clear sense of what it takes to recover from a romance scam. Removing yourself from exposure is part of it. You may want to get out there and expose as many scammers as you possibly can, but that may actually be the worst thing that you could do. The best thing for many people is to stop looking at scams and scammers, understand what happened to them, and work on their recovery. Work on developing and gaining a sense of community trust amongst other victims. But you have to recognize that this is going to take months. And for some victims, it will be more than a year, maybe even 2 years. Imagine if you were an addict, what recovery would mean. Well, in the case of addicts, recovery is a process that addicts go through for their whole life. In the case of scam victims, it's a process that certainly is ongoing for an extended period of time. And believing that after a single experience and a promise made to yourself that you're never going to let this happen again, that you are somehow recovered, is nonsensical. It's not real. Just remember, you have a tendency to believe in what's unreal. You have to know that about yourself now. You have to know that you could be fooled. You could be scammed. I'm saying that not to blame you, but to recognize that you're susceptible to being fooled. And that susceptibility can cross over into many different areas of your life, not just the scam. So don't let yourself fool yourself into believing that there's an easy, simple solution to this. It's going to take work, it's going to take time, but you will get through this. One of the things that happens after a scam is that you will need to take a good, hard look at yourself, at how this happened. What did you do? What did the scammer do? Now, don't be too hard on yourself, because the truth is, you may think that scammers are lazy and stupid, and while they may be uneducated, without formal educations, they're also very smart, in much the same way that a boiler room salesman is very smart, possibly in an intuitive level, but nevertheless, they expertly manipulated you into doing exactly what they wanted you to do, which was send money, or at least maintain a fake relationship over time, retaining the opportunity for them to gain money. You should avoid what we call anti-scam hate groups. These are groups that are 100% completely focused on exposing scammers. Now, we ourselves do have communities where individuals will report scammers and report them to Facebook, report them to Instagram, report them on any scam. They're doing it more out of a sense of duty rather than as a sense of outrage. If you are angry, reporting scammers is the wrong thing to do because you're doing it for the wrong reasons. Avoid amateur anti-scam hate groups. There are thousands of them on Facebook and on the internet. Almost all of them that are non-SCARS members are complete and total amateurs. Many of them are complete and total frauds that are attempting to provide victims assistance. Many even say that they're providing counseling, but they're completely unlicensed, untrained, and uncertified to be able to do any of these activities. Victims assistance is a complex process. We've been doing it for many years. We're registered with the United States government, Department of Homeland Security, as well as entities under the United States Department of Justice as an online crime victims assistance organization. We provide victims assistance and support in compliance with not only our own SCARS code of conduct and policies, but also under the National Organization for Victims Assistance standards, of which we're a member. Avoid any anti-scam hate group where there is no obvious credentials and that are not a member of SCARS. Several of these groups have in fact been banned and stripped of their membership in SCARS because of their misconduct and their treatment of victims. So beware. Not all anti-scam groups are beneficial to your recovery. Most of them do absolutely nothing other than a placebo effect of continuing to escalate and feed the rage that many victims feel. You want to be a victim that is capable of recovering from this event, this experience, rather than being trapped in your anger for a decade or more. Remember, you should join a real victim support group. If for no other reason, even if you're receiving counseling or therapy, joining a victim support group will let you know that you're not alone and be able to share the experience that you've had with other victims, where they can share their experience with you. A community of victims is an incredibly powerful tool that helps victims understand that they're not alone, that this wasn't an experience that they only experienced, and that they're not truly to blame for the experience. It's also important to remember that everyone is trying to do their best to stop this problem and to help victims. Whenever a victim says that no one is doing anything, all they're doing is complaining about the organizations who in fact are doing real work, that are making changes. The 21,000 arrests that happened in 2018 didn't happen in a vacuum. In the previous U.S. administration, from 2008 to 2016, there were a total of less than 400 scammers arrested worldwide. Since 2016, in 2017, and in 2018, that number has more than gone up double. In fact, it's gone up more than 10 times in just 2 years. So the reality is, prioritization and organizations like SCARS are doing the heavy lifting to help law enforcement around the world understand the gravity of the situation and how to focus their resources on apprehending and arrest scammers. So, in summary, what can you expect after a scam? You can expect that your emotions are going to be in turmoil, that you will be the victim not only of the scam itself, but also the recipient of trauma, And that trauma will manifest itself in a variety of different ways. And you may need professional help to work through those ways, those problems. You should join an appropriate professional scam victims support organization, a SCARS approved support group, where you can collaborate, talk with, and share with other victims your own experience. You should avoid obsessing on the scammer, on the stolen face. Don't try and contact the real person whose photo was stolen. They already know it. They've already been contacted by hundreds or thousands of other victims. Imagine the trauma that's being done to them. Their identity was stolen, only to find out by men or women who are calling them, emailing them, harassing them at every turn, that they stole their money. Most victims don't immediately understand how these scams work. There is a tendency for many to automatically believe that the face in the photo is in fact the scammer. In the reality is, it's not. So, don't just complain. Do something yourself. Take active steps to help make the situation better. By joining a support group and helping other victims work through their process, work through their recovery, you're doing something positive that will also help you. And if you want to do something more, volunteer with SCARS. Help us manage and run other support groups, or take advantage of the resources that we provide to hold local meetings in your metropolitan area, in your communities, to help train and educate individuals about the risks of scams, either seniors, but also remember that teenagers are just as vulnerable to scams and manipulation as adults are, in fact, in some cases more. Sextortion, for example, is exploding with teenage girls. Remember that there are things that you can do, and by doing positive things for the victim community as well as the larger community that you live in, you will be helping yourself regain control of a situation that manipulated you, abused you, and left you with nothing. This is Dr. Tim McGinnis, Chairman and Founder of SCARS. Thank you for listening.